Yeah, so Stella, as many of you know, struggled with spinal muscular atrophy, and literally that is a condition of which her muscles atrophy. They stop working, from everything from her moving muscles that we use every day to her breathing muscles to digestion to smiling, everything. And yesterday, Stella lost that battle, somewhat unexpectedly, I would say, as I was on my way to make one of my silly TikToks with her. But what I would say very simply is that, and this is something that I shared with the Turnbull family this morning, is that Stella was honestly quite possibly one of the strongest people I have ever met, because her daily life required extraordinary courage. Every single day, she overcame what most of us probably could never imagine and what we actually take for granted. And that requires such mental fortitude to be completely dependent on others, and that emotional weight of knowing just how fragile life can be. But here's the thing about Stella and the Turnbull family, and what is remarkable. She did not live in fear. She lived in joy. Stella showed up each and every day for life. She loved people. She gave a mean side eye. She even rolled her eyes quite often at the stupid things I would say or do to help make her a part of the classroom. She made beautiful sounds, and she was perfect in all that she did. She chose joy in a life that truly gave her every excuse to give up. In my opinion, Stella wasn't defined by her wheelchair or her diagnosis or even her medical needs. She was defined by her empathy and her brilliance and her ability to make you feel seen and loved in every way. Stella taught us a lot. She taught us a lot at Pella Community Schools. She taught us a lot outside the classroom. She taught us a lot about faith, as did the Turnbull family. And it was a rare privilege to know the family, as they were the strongest advocates for Stella or any special needs child that I've ever met. And being a mom of a special needs child myself, I leaned into the Turnbull family and what it could look like. There was never a no in the Turnbull family's life for the most part. It was always well, let's see how we can make this work. And it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. So Stelbel ran into the arms of her creator yesterday. And when I say ran, we firmly believe that she is whole again. And so we thank you, Turnbull family, for allowing us to have the privilege and the honor of being a part of the last 18 years. And what a beautiful thing it was to watch not only Stella turn one, of which we all celebrated in impeccable ways because we didn't think that would ever be the case, but to watch her graduate and go across the stage was a unique opportunity. And so we love you, Turnbull family, and we thank you for sharing your story and Stella with us.